Okay, so we're in the second paragraph in this Mavo Katzar LeTzvila's short introduction to Tzvila. He says, page Kav Zayin, B'Shabbos Kuf Kav Zayin Amud Beis. It says in the Gemara Shabbos, Nichlal Iyun Tzvila B'Gemilus Chasadim. Okay, it says in the Gemara like this. It includes Iyun Tzvila in Chesed, in like doing acts of Chesed. So the Gemara says like this, Iyun Tzvila B'Chlal Gemilus Chasadim. Iyun Tzvila is considered part of Gemilus Chasadim. Yechtiv, it says in the pasuk, Goymel nafsho ish chesed, v'nefesh haynu tefila. Yechtiv gabei chano v'shpochet nafshi lifnei Hashem. It says in the pasuk that a person is goymel nafsho, a person who does, he helps himself out. The literal meaning of the pasuk is he's helping himself. He's doing chesed with himself. Ish chesed, he's considered an ish chesed. Okay, in other words, the push-up shot on the puzzle is that you're supposed to do chesed with yourself as well. It's important to do chesed with yourself as well. The Gemara says that the Amorayim used to take a shower. They used to say, I'm being mekayim this puzzle. Gomel nafsho ish chesed. I'm being mekayim this puzzle right now. I'm doing chesed with myself, with my body. Okay, that's the push-up shot. But the puzzle says, gomel nefesh, gomel nafsho, right? So the Gemara darshans that nefesh haynu tefila. Nefesh always refers to davening. Nechtiv, it says in the pasuk gabei chana, regarding chana, eshpochet nafshi lefnei Hashem. I pour out my soul in front of Hashem. So you see that the word nefesh relates to tefila. So therefore, if we put that together in the pasuk is saying that if you are davening, if you daven, so you're an ish chesed. So that means that the davening is included in chesed. Okay, fascinating. So he says, first of all, guys, davar ze yechol kol echad l'argish ba'atzmo. This thing, each person can feel it for himself. Try to feel this yourself. Rovit patchuto shel ha'adam baruchnis keshura b'tfil. This is a fascinating line right here. Fascinating line. The majority of a person's development in ruchnis, in spirituality, is tied to his tefillah. Wow. Just take that sentence in from take that sentence in. What? It makes a lot of sense, right? It makes a lot of sense. Like when what would you define as spirituality? You know, like what's ruchnius? So, you know, the truth is that if you define it in a more rigid term, you would say anything that brings you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? So if that's the case, if that's how you define it, then the truth is that every single mitzvah that you do is ruchnius. And a person who fills his day with mitzvahs, he's wearing tzitzis, he puts on tefillin, and he davens. Okay, davening we're talking about. He does chesed with his roommate. He learns Torah, obviously. All that is ruchnius. But we don't usually feel that way, though. Right? We don't usually feel that way. Usually when we feel, the most we feel close to Hashem is when we're talking to him. When you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when you feel close to Hashem. That's when you have ruchnius. Rov itpatchuto shel ha'adam baruchnis keshura b'tfila. Wow. The majority of a person's development in his ruchnis is connected to tfila. I did for myself here. I wrote in the front cover lines that stuck out of me. I did not write this one down. I don't know why. Maybe I did. Wait, cuff sign. A pencil or pen? No, pencil, please. Cuff sign. I did write it down. Yeah. As I went through the safer, I just kept on like, oh, he has like all these like really like opening lines, like these lines that are just like, wow, it's like a punch in the face, you know? I mean, I have a whole list here. A different day. Okay, he says like this, Misha inomit palel tfilato kechov shigrati. Somebody who doesn't daven as a routine obligation, right? If he doesn't daven as a routine obligation, most of us daven as a routine obligation, including myself. Most days when I daven, it's just I'm going through the ropes. I'm just going through the routine. You know, I have to do this, so I do it. Okay, I try to, you know, I'm not saying whatever. We try to have kavanah, but like majority, that's what it is. But somebody who doesn't daven like that, somebody who doesn't daven as a routine obligation, elahu chai b'tfilato, but rather he is alive during his davening, yimtza, he'll find, he will find that his davenings, his tefillos, his davenings are connected one to another. What do I mean? Listen to what he says. B'mincha matchil b'makom apnimi b'nafsho bo gamar b'shachris. And mincha, he starts in the place, in the inner sections of his soul, where he finished off in chakras. He died in chakras. He got somewhere inside his ruchnias, inside his soul. He got somewhere. He was in touch with himself in his ruchnias, in his neshama. Wherever he left off at chakras, that's where he picks up by mincha. Ubemariv, and by Mariv, umamshech makom shenishar betzvil, b'mincha. He picks up where he left off at mincha. He's going higher and higher and higher, deeper and deeper and deeper into his neshama. Hamid pal betam ubedas, yechol le'aid batzmo, somebody who davens with das, with tam, with feeling the taste of tefillah, and with kavanah in tefillah, can testify about himself. He never felt from all of his days. Wow. He never felt the same feeling by two different tefillahs. Can we say that about ourselves? We have to think about this. A person who davens with true kavana and true taste of tefillah will never feel the same thing in two different tefillahs. Every tefillah is different because he's in a different place. Makes a lot of sense. Be'emes bilti efshariu minanimnu. And in truth, it's impossible. Sheshtei tefillot tiyeh shavot. That two tefillahs could be the same. Ke'im ki oto nusachu. Even though it's the exact same words, you're saying the same words. But of course, it's not going to be the same. Mashal, he gives us a mashal here. Mashal nosea berakevet. The guy is riding in a train. And he's watching the view outside. Imafil lo mishtane hanof. Even if the view is not changing, still no 2 seconds are looking the same. Because every second you're seeing it from a different viewpoint. In other words, what he means that the view is not changing is like, you know, let's say you're in a train and you're driving, you're riding, and there's like some mountain range in the distance, right? So you're going to see that mountain range for quite a while. You know, you're going to see it for several miles, maybe even, you know, 10, 20 miles, maybe even more. You're going to be seeing that same mountain range, which means that for maybe even an hour, you're going to have that view. You're seeing those mountains on your left. It's the same mountains. Nothing's changing in the view. But still, every single second, it's different. It's not the same. Because every single second, you're moving and you're looking at it the exact same thing, but you're looking at it from a different angle, different point. Says, now this is powerful. Says the Ali Shur, Kain b'tfila. So too it is with tfila, guys. Ha'adam noseahu. Man is traveling. You're traveling. You are not stationary. You are moving. Haloch v'nasoah kol yemei chayav. He is moving and traveling every day of his life. There is not a minute, there's not a second that you can see your inner world from the same perspective as what it was a minute ago. There's no 2 minutes alike because you are moving. Every person is always moving, changing, hopefully growing. No 2 minutes are alike. So when you're looking, it's the exact same muscle with the train. You're on that train. You're constantly on that train. So you're looking at the same inner world. You're looking at that same mountain range. You're looking at the same ruchnias. You're in the shama inside of your goof, but you're looking at it from a different perspective. You're moving. You are a different person every second. Wow. Powerful stuff. This is especially felt when it comes to iyun tefillah. When a person is dominating and he's thinking deeply about his tefillah. Below od, but not only that. Elamayen betfilato roe gam skula nifla lit bagrut vit kadmut pnimit tmidit. Not only that, but rather somebody who looks into his davening. He thinks deeply about his davening. He will also discover there a tremendous skula. Skula is a very hard word to translate, like an opportunity, a wondrous opportunity to mature. And to have inner advancement constantly. The person who's thinking about his tefillah in a deep way will see that this helps him mature. It helps him to advance in his inner world constantly. Davka b'sha'ot tefilateinu, specifically in the times when he's davening. Hargashos adinot halchot u'mitorot, fine, subtle feelings are awakened in your davening. Rishamim dakim shel romimus holchim u'mitchazkim, impressions, thin, subtle impressions of loftiness get stronger when you daven. Gisha mechudeshes le'emuna holeched u'mistamenet. A new approach to emuna comes and occurs. Mishu b'hal sechel navon, somebody who has wisdom, intellect, b'matit bonenut, with a little bit of contemplation, mesima lev, and paying attention, yuchal likbo b'libo amitut davar. He can establish in his heart the truth of the matter. Eichu bav and osev and otain mamash imo isbarach. How he is literally engaged in a dialogue with Hashem, a give and take mamish with God. Melefanav hu mitchanen, and in front of him he is supplicating. Umeitom vakesh, and from him he is requesting. But who yisbarach shemo ma'azin lo, and Hashem yisbarach shemo listens to him. Umakshiv l'dvarav, and he pays attention to what he's saying. Like a person is speaking to his friend. And his friend is listening and paying attention to what he's saying. That's a quote from Messias Hashem. So a little bit of a paying attention. As long as you have a little bit of intellect and you think about it a little bit, you can come to that awareness that Hashem is listening. You are talking to God. You're talking to Hashem, and he's listening to you. He's listening to you. He's paying attention to you. Like you talk to your friend. We don't think like that usually. It's very hard for us to think like that. We don't see Hashem. You know, we believe. We believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's hard. And we don't fully live that emunah. And that's what he's saying here. That's what he's saying. This. We have to think about it a little bit. I always say this mashal. It's a story. I've probably told this to you guys at one point. I'll say it again. It's good chazara. That Rav Shimon Schwab was a Rav in Washington Heights. The very firm community, a very firm community in Washington Heights. Yekes. It's called the Broyers community. And he was the Rav there. He was the Rav there for, I don't know how many years, a bunch of years. And one day he was looking out, he was walking in the streets on a Sunday, and he sees the president's wife, the president of the shul's wife. Again, we're talking about a really firm community, you know, a firm lady. I'm not talking like, you know, driving the shul on Shabbos kind of firm. Real firm lady, and she walks into a church on Sunday. And he's shocked. He says, I have to figure that out. What's going on with that? So he calls her into his office, and he asks her, he doesn't come out directly with it, he asks her, is everything okay? Like, what's going on? She says, yeah, everything's great. And he says, are you happy in the shul? He says, yeah. You know, do you have any, you know, nothing's going on any at all? He's like, no, nothing. Everything's great. So he says to her, I have to say, my curiosity is piqued. Well, I saw you went into the church on Sunday. Like, well, what does a firm lady have to do going into a church? And she said, oh, Rabbi, that's not, don't worry, I'm not having a crisis of faith. And he says, well, what's going on then? You're not having a crisis of faith. What are you doing in the church? So she says, it's very simple. In the church, they have this thing called confession. Confession. You go into a booth, and there's a priest on the other side of the booth, and he doesn't see you, but he hears you, and you confess your sins. And I find it very elevating. And Shimon Schwab looks at her, and he says, you know, that we have that also in Judaism. We have viduis. We have viduis in the tefillah. You don't need to go to the church for that. And she says to Shimon Schwab, she says, yeah, we do have it in Judaism. But in the church, someone's listening. It's nice to have somebody listen. Adkan. Okay, gentlemen, so don't be like that lady.
Let's remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening. We daven to Hashem, we say bidurit Hashem, we say tehillim, Hashem is listening. Hashem is with us, he pays attention to us, he cares about us. And say to our tefillah, you go into high level religion.